economy of God. And we feel like this book is a very appropriate book. It meets the need of not just us, but even so many of the Lord's hungry people. So I'm going to just begin to share, but I'm going to pass out some of these handouts and just make sure everyone gets one. I think I mentioned to you before that just from observations of people searching on the internet, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people every day that are looking for answers to questions right. which are found in the economy of God.
Yeah.
And we have the answers. Of course, they are in our ministry material. But my concern is how many of us, though we may say, I know that, I'm familiar with that, how many of us honestly could, in a just a simple conversational way, over a cup of coffee, you might say, share these truths with our neighbors, coworkers, just the people we meet in our daily life. So I think this is one thing, and I've done this on an airplane before, and asked people, like, I think I was on a cross-transatlantic Pacific flight, and I just asked someone, have you ever heard of the two spirits? And you get people, or maybe you might ask, do you know that man has three parts? And you get people's attention. They say, what are you talking about? And then just by a simple presentation of a few verses from the scriptures, you can give people some enlightening understanding from the scripture that can help them into a real experience of God that they may have never considered before.
Yes.
So in chapter 3, as we begin this, we're really coming to one of these points. It's an excellent one. To speak to others. This is called the residence of the Spirit.
Amen.
That means where does the Holy Spirit live?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people that can say the Apostles' Creed or something, and they know there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They've heard that. But if you ask them specifically, what is the address of the Holy Spirit? I mean, you want to get to his house, where is it? What's the street number? What door do I knock on? They may say, well, he's kind of down, you could say he lives in Lake Forest, but Lake Forest is a big place. What is the exact address, you might say? So we need to look at from the Bible and see. The first thing is there are two spirits.
Right.
Now, some people, they don't understand even this thought of two spirits. So let's take a look at these three verses. These are wonderful verses. How about John 3:6? That
which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
John 4:24.
God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in Spirit.
Romans 8:16.
The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God.
So, the first thing is in all three of these verses, you have two spirits.
Amen.
Okay, these are wonderful verses. It'd be good for you to memorize them. Talk especially to the young brothers. There's not too many places to look elsewhere. if you have the ability to memorize, then these are good verses to memorize. Okay. And why are these verses? Why are these so important? Well, let's look at A. Let's read this together. In each verse, the first occurrence of the word Spirit is capitalized, referring to the Holy Spirit of God, and the second is not capitalized, referring to the human spirit of man. Okay, so these two verses in one little verse show us that there in the Bible there are two spirits. And you can say, well, look at these verses. See, look, the first instance of Spirit is capitalized. Born of the Spirit, capital S. God is Spirit. And then most clearly in Romans 8:16 it says, the Spirit Himself. That's an undeniable reference, right? The Spirit Himself. Okay. Then the second is a small s. You say, well, see, look from this John 3:6. I would encourage Brother Peter, there must be someone in the break room, the lunch room, in your classes, out of the picnic benches, you could say, classmate, lab partner, Have you ever heard of the two spirits? You see, dream about it. That's all I can say. Maybe one day the Lord will give you a person that you could talk to. And then you can point this out. And then just say this, okay? B. Peter, why don't you read B?
The human spirit is the residence and dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Okay, would you like to find the Holy Spirit of God? He's wonderful, right? Well, what's his residence? The human spirit is the residence and dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a wonderful thing. Don't take it for granted. There's many people that don't know this. They're maybe looking for a bird flying around the room. You know, I mean, where is the Holy Spirit? Hope you'll come and land on my shoulder today. You know what I mean? This is their thought of the Spirit. So we need to see the residence of the Holy Spirit is man's human spirit. Okay, C. How about Daniel? Why don't you read C?
In the believer, the Holy Spirit and the human spirit are mingled together as one.
Okay, if we would have put a fourth verse on there, we would have put 1 Corinthians 6:17. Mm-hmm. But maybe because Peter knows it so well, we don't need to put it down. What's 1 Corinthians 6:17 say, Peter? Okay, we can let's all say it together. But
he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Okay, so here's a verse that talks about us and the Lord joined together and saying one spirit. So actually, when it comes to our experience, did I turn to my spirit or did I turn to the Holy Spirit? Did I, you know, in our fellowship with the Lord? Actually, it's one spirit. So it's like when we drink a cup of tea, did you drink the water or did you drink the tea?
Yes.
Say yes. So you did you get the Holy Spirit? Yes. Was it your human spirit? Yes. Okay. Now we know from the Bible there are two spirits, but now we need to see how do we locate this wonderful spirit? Well, here's another good verse. A. Let's read this together. The last verse in 2 Timothy definitely states that Christ is in our spirit. Now, 2 Timothy 4:22 says, the Lord be with your spirit. So, I tell you the truth. As soon as someone receives the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and hopefully even the day of their baptism. You weren't that baptized that long ago. Were you, Albert? Right?
No,
okay.
Not,
so, okay. So, you may even remember, because I think we may have this conversation before.
Yes.
Even the day of a person's baptism, it's very good to tell them, now that you've believed into Christ, and you've been baptized into Christ, you're joined to the Lord.
Yes.
Now, if you want to come contact the Lord, I mean, a good Christian should, if you've believed in Jesus, you don't want to just say, thank you for saving me, I'll see you in heaven someday. You know, this should not be our view.
Yeah.
No, we should have the view. Lord, thank you that I received you. Now I want to contact you all the time.
Amen.
Okay, so we need to know where does the Lord Jesus live? Well, 2 Timothy 4:22 says, the Lord be with your spirit. So where should we want to go? We should want to go to our spirit.
Amen.
To spend time with our wonderful Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And to whom we believe. So now, this little illustration, and I'm going to show you on the board. I did this deliberately, so I could, I don't know how I'm going to do this exactly. I should have, oh, I know what I can do. Oops.
I can hold it for you.
I can, yeah, or that. Maybe I can just put it up here. Okay, now this is in the book, but it was hard to put it on the paper. So we all are familiar with this little part of it. Oh, that's good enough. Okay. We've already talked about this before, is that, what are the three parts of man? Albert?
Spirit.
Okay, spirit.
Amen.
Okay.
The Holy, the Holy.
And then, what's outside of, what's our spirit holding? Our soul. Okay, and then, outside, our soul is hidden within our?
Body.
Body, okay.
The flesh.
All right, so we're not going to talk about the flesh part of it. We're just going to talk about how God created us.
Yeah.
Now, so this is somewhat mysterious. But you know, there's a picture in the Old Testament that, you know, that when God's people wanted to experience God, that means they wanted to worship God, they had this, well, you know, it's kind of an outward picture. And that was the dwelling place of God in the Old Testament, in like in Exodus, was called the tabernacle, or it's the temple. And this temple, because actually, you know, a good verse is 1 Corinthians 3:16. Let's say this is the temple. All right? Somebody look at 1 Corinthians 3:16. What does it say? Huh?
Who's got it?
Who's got it? Who's got it? Be quick. 1 Corinthians 3:16. It says something to this. It says,
do you not know that you are the temple of God?
Amen. Do you not know that you are the temple of God? So in the Old Testament, there's this picture of a temple. Now, there was also three parts of this temple. I'm not going to try to write it all out, but there was a part that was called the outer court. We're not going to get into all the details. We don't have time for that. The outer court, that's the first place that they came into, right? They had to enter through the outer court. Now, the priests, who led in the service to God, they got to go into another part, and that's called the holy place, right? So there's a second place. Then the high priest, like once a year, he got to go into this very most inward part is called the Holy of Holies. And that's where the glory of God, where God's presence was. Now, you know, when the Lord Jesus went to the cross, it says the veil in the temple was rent. And, you know, he says we have boldness for entering the holiest in the blood of Jesus. Just read the book of Hebrews. So now let's just look at here. So if we want to experience this, Peter, when you get up in the morning, now you want to come to the Lord, right? Well, you know, we need to look at this picture. How do we do this? Well, let's read B. We are the temple of God,
just as God's temple in the Old Testament was of three parts.
Okay, one,
our body corresponds to the outermost court.
Okay, so there's a correspondence here between our body, our outermost part, and the outer court. Okay, two,
our soul corresponds to the holy place.
Okay, right. And then what? Three.
Our spirit corresponds to the holiest of all, which is the residence of Christ in God's presence.
So it's very interesting. This is where the glory of God dwelt. Now, we know that in the Old Testament, the whole high priest could only come here once a year. Right. But the Lord Jesus, we're not in the Old Testament, now we're in the New Testament, and the Lord Jesus opened the way. So where should we come every day. We should come into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And now the Lord is with our spirit. So if you want to contact him, you need to don't just stay in your body. Don't just stay in your soul. Maybe wandering around in your mind. You spend an hour in your mind just daydreaming and worrying and analyzing and considering. We need to pray and even pray our way into the holiest of all.
Amen.
So let's read four.
The holiest for us to enter today, while we are here on earth, is our spirit.
Now, to get into the practice of it, you're going to have to come back next week. So we don't have a lot of time for this, but I think if you could see this illustration, to realize that God made us with three parts, now we know that His spirit, the big S spirit, is now in this spirit, and now we need to know where we need to come. That is, we need to come to our spirit. So we need to be the real priest today.
Yeah.
And the priest not going to some, ceremonial religious edifice, but coming into our holy of holies, our spirit, to contact the Lord. And where one place in Hebrews it says, we need to come forward to the throne of grace,
right?
To receive mercy and find grace for timely help. So we'll get into the experience more later. But if you pick up the picture, we'll put this up on the podcast. And then read the rest of chapter 3 for next week. I hope that many of you could at least tell your friends you have a spirit.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit of God wants to come and enter into your spirit. If you would invite him in, he'll come to live inside of you.
Amen.
And he will become within you the presence of God in your deepest part. Anyway, just consider this picture and we'll fellowship more next time.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay?
Amen.
So is this good?
Amen.
And if you have an opportunity, look for the opportunity to practice.
Amen.
Maybe the Lord will lead you to someone like Brother Albert and say, do you know that you have the two spirits? Okay? So anyway, don't think this is just beginner stuff. Actually, this is some of the wonderful revelation of the Scripture, and every seeker of God, every one of God's chosen ones need to know about their free. There are three parts, two spirits,
Amen.
And entry into the holiest of all.
Amen. Okay.